is Karen Townsend there?
This is she.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I am going to be voting early.
So that would be certain to vote? Or just
yes.
Probably? Okay, thank you.
Certain.
Now, thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, may I know what is your age?
64.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'd rather not say.
This is just for classification purposes.
Okay. White, Caucasian.
Thank you. And now please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale of from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one is Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
And do you strongly disapprove or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Then we have Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Nope, I don't like her.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump as former president.
I'm definitely going to be voting for him.
So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And Sherrod Brown as senator.
I don't like him.
So do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove, yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know as well.
Okay.
The first one is Democrats in Congress.
I strongly disapprove of them.
And do you have a very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable impression of them?
Yes, I do. I have an unfavorable impression of them.
But is it very or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Then we have First Energy.
Well, they supply my electric, so I guess I can't disapprove of them.
But what is your impression?
I do have First Energy as my supplier. Mm-hmm. You know, you can pick your own. So I have Just Energy, but First Energy still runs the line, so I approve of them.
And would you say you are somewhat favorable or very favorable? Do you have a somewhat favorable or very a favorable opinion of them?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Derek Marin.
Who?
Derek Marin.
Marin, I approve of him.
And do you have a somewhat favorable or very favorable opinion of Derek Marin?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
I just wish they'd throw some balls.
Understand.
I'm in favor of them, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm. And would you say you are somewhat favorable or very favorable of them?
Right now, just somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
I'm very favorable for Donald Trump.
And Marcy Kaptur.
Oh, I don't like her at all. I thought you already had her name.
So this is because we're seeing now that, the last question was about her job. Now we want to see if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of her.
Unfavorable.
And is that very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very. Very.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you.
Get all those Democrats out of there.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden? Thank you. Now, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Maron?
Derek Maron.
Thank you. And is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance or you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No chance.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please just let me know as well.
Well, I knew all that already, but I'm definitely not going to vote for her.
So how should I record your answer? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Maron. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, let me know as well.
Okay.
Now, the first one is, in the state legislature, Derek Maron supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Maron would stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
I don't believe any of that.
So you would say it's not true?
Not true.
Thank you. The next one is, Derek Maron wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Maron's bill would prosecute both doctors and women potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Maron's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
I don't believe that either.
Thank you. Then we have nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Maron voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Maron even voted no on that.
I don't believe that either.
Thank you. Then we have in the state legislature, Derek Maron sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Like we don't already have that. That's not going to make any difference to me.
No difference, thank you. Then we have, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
I don't believe that either.
Okay, thank you. And the last one for this section is, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I don't believe that either.
Okay, thank you. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for Marin?
I would still vote for him. I think this is a slander.
Mm-hmm. I would still vote for him. Thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if it didn't, but I need to ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Derek Marin.
Thank you. Now, these last two questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I guess you'd say I'm a Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you.
At this point.
Thank you. Now, how important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
I say it's very important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, man. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.